Welcome to your daily devotional. May 12th. I knew you in the wilderness. Hosea chapter 13 and verse 5. Through his prophet Hosea, the Lord God is chastising his people Israel. He had led the people out of the land of Egypt. The children of Israel were spared certain destruction, but they quickly forgot their God. This was especially true in times of plenty and prosperity, when the people failed to recognize that all of their earthly blessings were divinely supplied. For 40 years, Israel wandered in the desert, but though she forgot God, the Lord never forgot her. Some of you, like me, lived many years in the wilderness, fully depraved and neither seeking nor acknowledging God. Yet he has protected us because of his great love and purpose for us all. My Savior says, I knew you in the wilderness, where there was no living water in my life, nor would I eat of the bread of life. How many times we could have died in our ignorance apart from God and promptly taken our leave from earth and into eternal torment. Yet God spared us in his mercy and saved us from our own folly. Christian friend, have you faced dark seasons in your life when you could not bring yourself to pray? You held your anger against events that you saw to be unfair, but though you failed as the children of Israel in the desert and the disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, God did not forsake you. You see it now from the other side, and you hear the still small reassuring voice saying, I knew you in the wilderness. Life is hard, yet man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. Take heed. Take heart. God knows you in the wilderness, and he shall find you there if you wish to be found. The children of Israel spoke against God. They said, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? And this is exactly what he did. Surely he shall prepare a table for you. Jesus says unto you today, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. The Savior knew you in the wilderness, and he knows you now, and invites you to enter into prayer at this time.